We don't use anonymous sources on The Steve Gerber Show. Just people fool enough to use their real names.
It's Monday, boys and girls, which means it's time for Diamond and Silk. They're coming to the Chit Chat Tour, bringing it to Grand Rapids here in just a handful of days now. Ladies, how are you?
Oh, we're wonderful. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing great. The weather was great, 65 degrees. Our basketball team got shellacked on Saturday, but we're recovering nicely, you know.
Oh, great. You know, great.
We're getting through it. Hey, by the way, big changes. You might have heard this. Kirsten Nielsen out and changes at the southern border. Apparently, the president getting real serious about this, and so are, well, one Democrat actually admits there should not be open borders. Bernie Sanders said no open borders, so one person gets it. But what about the rest of them, ladies? They just seem to think that, well, just open the borders, we'll all just hug and kiss and pass out, you know, free stuff, and it'll all be great. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of it is that the Democrats, it's time for them to act instead of just sitting on the sidelines. It's time for them to fund the wall so that we can secure our border. There is a humanitarian crisis happening at the border, and when you don't give our Border Patrol agents the resources that they need, mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're setting them up for failure, and you're setting the American people and America up for failure.
That's right.
Like you're telling them to paint the house, but you have their hands tied behind their back.
That's right.
And that shouldn't be. So it's time for them to act.
Let me ask you
this. Stop talking about it and be about it.
Yeah, illegal immigration hurts minority communities in this country when it comes to jobs and employment and the ability to make a wage, because they undercut the market, and therefore it impacts communities of color more significantly from everything that I've read than it does other places in the country.
Yes, it does.
So why is it that so many Democrat lawmakers are more than willing to say, let's have open borders? At the same time, we're trying to help the black community. We're trying to help the Hispanic community. Come on.
Because they don't care about helping the black or the Hispanic community. They care about getting their kickbacks, paddy whack, give a dog a bone. That's what they care about.
Mm-hmm.
They could care less about that. Listen, they let these people come into our country illegally, okay, break the first law when they cross our borders, drive down our wages. They could care less because somebody is getting paid for all of this fiasco. They want to win elections without trying to win an election.
Right.
So if we let these massive amount of people come in, if we give them driver's license, then that's a way that they can vote in our elections, so that Democrats can win, because all they're going to keep pushing is, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that. Well, let me tell you something. You cannot bankrupt our government with our tax dollars giving everything away for free. We cannot take care of the world. It's time for people to fight for rights in their own country, and it's time to secure our borders so that America and Americans can be safe.
That's right.
Let me ask you this. Why is it, you know, my brother-in-law was on this program recently, a young black man, 28 years old, I think, who a couple years ago was sitting and watching the Republican debates, and walked out with this astonished look down his face and said, you know what? I said, what? He goes, I'm a Republican. I said, excuse me? He goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes, I like Huckabee. I like Huckabee a lot. Mm-hmm. As the governor had put on performance, I said, that's fine. So Chance and I have talked a lot. So I said, why are Democrats so eager to believe that every black person in America should just vote for Democrats, and the black community teaches, you should be a Democrat. You're a Democrat. It doesn't make sense to me.
Makes sense. And you've got to understand that a lot of these Democrats are arrogant.
That's
they
right.
feel like black people or Hispanic people are supposed to vote for them.
Like they own us.
Absolutely, but mm-hmm. they don't. And you have to also understand that most black people have been conditioned to vote a certain way. Mm-hmm. But I think that that is changing since President Trump has come into office. All of that is changing. And they must be very afraid.
That's right.
And that's why you hear them disparaging him and demeaning him on television.
That's right.
But they think that they are entitled to the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just the other day up there with Al Sharpton in a political action, whatever, speaking as if she was black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talking as if she had another accent of being black.
That's right.
It's all it's
and
identity
so you gotta remember,
politics.
Back in the day, they pandered to the black people. You know, back in the day, they sold slaves to the highest bidder. And today, they are pandering to the highest bidder for the black folks.
Mm-hmm.
It is ridiculous. It's a shame. And this is something that they've always done, because they feel that just because you're black, you're supposed to vote Democrat. Remember Lyndon B. Johnson, what he said he would have black people doing for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They put these measures in place to make you think you need something. And it should be a slap in a black man's face. They should for a person to think that you're not capable enough of getting it for yourself.
Well, right.
Chit Chat Tour coming to Grand Rapids the 13th of April at the J.W. Marriott. You can find out more at DiamondAndSilkInc.com. That's one place you go, DiamondAndSilkInc.com. Find out more about the Chit Chat Tour. What about this Blexit movement then? Is it a real thing?
Oh, yes, it is a real thing. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Black people are waking up. Not only that, Jewish people are waking up. You know, even Jewish people tend to vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. You know, but they're even waking up. They're tired of the shenanigans. They're tired of the Democrat Party. They're tired of their antics and their rhetoric and the fact that they are anti-American. They are tired of
That's
it.
Right.
And they get to see it on display, on full display. Go ahead.
And you even have the walk away movement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different movements that are going on where black, where people, Democrats, are waking up from this stupor that they've been asleep in. They're waking up and seeing that over the last 20, 30 years, I've been in the same rut, looking really messed up, and the Democrats have done nothing for us.
And if the Democrat Party was so great, then why is everybody on the Democrat side still in poverty?
Mm-hmm.
That's
Just think
right.
about that for a minute. Why are they always complaining? Why are they always struggling?
That's
why
right.
are they always using the race card? Because the Democrat Party has failed the American people.
That's right.
And if you continue to vote for them, you're going to fail. And listen, you got to be an insane person to keep voting for the same system and thinking you're going to get something different. You're going to still get the same thing. Nothing.
You got it, ladies. Greatly appreciated. Diamond and Silk is the Chit Chat Tour. Coming up in Grand Rapids, you can go to DiamondSilkInc.com to find out more. Ladies, you have a great tour of Michigan. Good having you here.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Diamond and Silk, everybody. They've been here for a few Mondays earlier. They're getting ready for that April 13th performance at the JW Marriott. It'll be great. Go enjoy that. Hey, by the way, just over a year ago, I started down the road of deciding to lose weight finally. And not that I was, you know, wildly out of control, but I didn't like where I was. I wanted to feel better. And I got a hold of MyPureHealthSolutions.com. They used to be called Nutrimost. And I went down there. I met with Charity and the team. And, man, they made a difference in my life. They made a huge difference. I lost, 40 pounds. I'm still down more than 30. I stabilized right where I wanted to be. Think about going to maybe lose a little bit more, but, man, I feel great. A year later, and still more than 30 pounds less than I was a year ago. Isn't that incredible? And the answer is yes, Steve, it is. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you.